2025 is fastly passing. 90 more days and 2026 is coming. We're expecting the greatest year in the history of our ministries in 2026. Stay tuned while we talk about it. Well, welcome to All Things Apostolic on this last Monday of September, September the 29th. So Wednesday will be the first day of October. We will be into the last 90 days or so of 2025, and we will be approaching 2026. There's not a thing in the world we can do about it, except adjust ourselves in such a way that we are taking full advantage of the remainder of 2025 and that we are set on go, poised for a move of the Holy Ghost like we've never seen before in 2026. Now, we thank God for what's already happening, but we don't think that we've maxed out by any stretch of the imagination. Amen. We thank God. Yesterday morning, somebody got the Holy Ghost in church, and in the afternoon service, two more received the Holy Ghost. I think two or three were baptized last night. I haven't checked. I don't know who did or didn't receive the Holy Ghost, but I think some did. And so God is moving. And we are just so grateful because you and I both know we can't do anything without the move of the Holy Ghost. It's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit that we accomplish anything. However, the Spirit, God has chosen to put the Spirit in us as the intermediary or the mediatorial force through which He brings His gospel. Paul makes it clear that in the dispensation of grace, that is, in the church age, that the method that God operates His kingdom on during this period of time, the way He administrates His kingdom, is through the medium of preaching. And so that's why Paul says in Romans, 10, where he says, how can they hear unless they have a preacher? And how can he preach unless he be sent? So we're looking forward to a great, great year. We're looking forward to a great, great year in our ministry and in Wilson University. We are looking forward to a great, great year in Wilson Academy, which is our K-12 online school for apostolic people who have just had enough of sending their kids to public schools where they are getting some rancid, rotten, old. They want to make it look like something new. It's the same old tripe that the serpent has been serving up since Genesis 3, Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3. So, we are looking forward to a great year there. We are looking forward to a great year in the Worldwide Pentecostal Fellowship. Worldwide Pentecostal Fellowship is on a trajectory such as it has never been on. It's always been good. Its growth has been steady. Its leadership has been rock solid. And it has not relinquished anything of importance. But it is moving forward now on a trajectory that is tremendously exciting. And we are so glad for that. And there's a great great spirit of unity. There's a great move forward. And we're all working together to see the kingdom of God move on. So many things there we could talk about. We just got out of Challenge Week, which was held in Birmingham, Alabama, last week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Largest attendance ever, great sessions, just great sessions, some tremendous preaching. On Friday night, we had the Wilson University graduation and the Hope Corps graduation simultaneously, as we've done there for the last 3 years. It was great. It was a very large graduating class. It was exciting to see. And people preparing themselves, not just for some specific slice of humanly divined ministry, but for ministry, a life ministry, that their whole lives are ministry, whether it's their work, their home, their individual devotion, their witnessing, and use of the gifts that God has given them. All of these things are added into what Hope Corps is all about. And every piece of these things, whether it's Wilson University, whether it's a Rock Church, whether it's a WPF, whether it's Wilson Academy, or whether it's Wilson University, or what did I say, or whether it's Hope Corps, all of these things have been very, very carefully thought through. The thoughts about how to do and what is really biblical and what is theologically sound and enduring, all of that has been, a good word may be, curated. It has been gone through multiple times in deep reflection and meditation and prayer until each piece of that has particular and specifically meaning and goals to be accomplished with that piece. So we were just discussing this in Hope Corps. For example, Hope Corps has a gala at the end of it after the graduation. It's formal. It's semi-formal. It's beautiful. We have it in a place that is just spectacular, and no plastic forks, none of that. So but there's purpose in that. It's not just some kind of hotshot idea somewhere. All of that comes from some deep purpose of thought about the value of beauty. And how many of our young people have been from a smaller area where they've never been exposed to much? And so they need to understand all these aspects of life. And when they think of the kingdom of God, they need to think of it with wonder. They need to think of it with wow. They need to think of it with what a beautiful thing it is, because it is. So if it doesn't look that way, it's because you walk in the flesh. The flesh sees the outside of the tabernacle, like in the Old Testament, which was just decorated skins and so forth. But on the inside, you got to get on the inside to see the beauty, the not just a little bit of beauty, but the spectacularity. Yes, that's a word. The spectacularity of being in the inside in the kingdom of God, where you have even in Solomon's temple, you have these carved and on the walls and over the mercy seat and everywhere of angelic beings. There's carvings of beautiful trees. It's etched into the walls of the tabernacle or of the temple at that point. And even in the tabernacle, they had this in the wilderness. All of this beauty, which was a reflection of Eden, that where God is, it's like the Garden of Eden prior to the fall. And so all of this symbolized that God's kingdom is on its way back to an Eden-like existence, which will supersede Eden, the first Garden of Eden. And the whole earth will be filled with his glory. The whole earth will be Eden before it's over. That was his original intention anyway, that the whole earth would be as Eden. So we're in the midst of working in all of this. And in 2025, all of that is the driving forces behind what we're doing. And in 2026, it's going to be just a great year. I think it's going to be a year like we have never seen, or at least like I've never seen in my ministry. I think 2026 is going to be a year of revival and blessing. If you know, unless the Lord comes or somebody blows up something with an atom bomb, I think it's going to be a year of blessing like we've never beheld to this date in our lifetimes. So this is all This is all great. Challenge Week had 34 teaching participants or speaking participants in it. Teachers, lecturers, preachers, business people, all kinds of things. And everything from people who had done successful voc ed stuff to people with doctorates that were teaching other things in a highly refined manner. All of it came together. I was in a session where there were people in the classroom, there were people out the door, there were people down the hallway that were hungry. It was, as I already said, it was the largest we've ever had. And it's growing. Next year, God willing, will it be even greater. So we don't know where all that's going, but we are doing our best to provide a place. And there were people there from, this is just a loose saying, but people there from everywhere. There were people there from independent backgrounds. There were people there from other countries. There was people there from the WPF. There was people there from other organizations. There was men and women. There was preachers and people who have not been called to pulpit ministry. And there's been a deep hunger that has come. The rising of the next generation is producing some amazing things. In the orbit of the world of Pentecost that I run in, the next generation has arisen, and they are powerful. They are already doing incredible things, and you'll hear more about it from different sources in different ways as time goes on. The peak, the largest annual apostolic youth meeting in America. And I think NAYC is by far the largest every other year, but every year the largest is peak. And it continues to grow, but it's going to grow like it has not grown in the past. It has a distinct identity on purpose. These things are intentional because we're trying to get as apostolic as we can get. That's the main goal. And that's occurring. And these young men have picked this up and they understand it. And there's a whole bunch of them. And it's just really exciting to see what they are doing. They're collaborating. They're working together. They're learning. They are open to correction. And they're obedient to all of the basic tenets of the faith. And they have a love for what's going on and a joy and a joy of living. And all of this is occurring. And so in the apostolic movement, these are the kind of things that we are promoting and that we want to see. So it's a sad thing if you see really good things happening and then you're terrified because you're in something where it's not really happening, and then so you fight it. That's a really sad thing. You're really in a pitiful place in life. You really are. Repent and get on board and understand that the kingdom of God is bigger than some people chattering about how to hold together a man-made structure. And all of us, we all need structure. We all need each other. We all need that. But when that becomes dominant over the vision, the mission, and the action, then it is out of its place. It needs to be bonked and put back where it belongs. So whack-a-mole. So anyway, all of these things are happening. They are happening. Another amazing thing that's happening is the grad level leadership certificate program, which I have taught for a number of years, and am still teaching, is growing by leaps and bounds. It's because people are recognizing that there are, you got to get this, that there are revelations. There are revelations. They're not owned by an individual. They are revelation. Wherever you can receive Holy Ghost revelation, quit worrying about the cup that it came in and thank God that it's there for you to drink. That's that. It, until you get that revelation, and if you keep focusing on the cup and what people tell you about the cup instead of the revelation, and drink deeply of truly pure biblical revolutionary, revelational apostolic theology about leadership. Apostolic leadership is not like anything you'll find in the thousands now of pop literature books about leadership. You can receive good things from many of those books, practical things that rationally help you to adjust to things and so forth. But you can't get none of this there, because you have to cross the Rubicon, so to speak. You have to go through the gate of spiritual transformative experience to even be able to talk about or grasp these things. And yet this is the pasture, if you please, you went through the gate. This is the pasture from which you eat revelational feed. Everything you eat there is revelational. It opens your mind to things that transform your church. How many graduates out of this grad leadership cert program have come and told me that while I was teaching and preaching, there's people in my church that come and say, "What has happened to you? You're not even the same person. This is incredible." And in case after case across the country, these are churches. They're not the only churches, but if you're looking for one place that is a bulk that this is happening, this is the place. That church after church is growing either faster or larger or stronger than general churches across the land. But it's for everybody. This is what I don't get sometimes, is that some people are so terrified that they won't even investigate how they could actualize the fullness of their own potential. Who cares about what everybody else is thinking? Well, if I'm not seeing things happen, I'm going to do something about it. And so I encourage you, if you want to know more about that, go to the website, Wilson University. It'll tell you how to sign up. I don't even know how to sign up, but you ought to have enough initiative to figure it out for yourself and get signed up. We'd like to have you. The next one that starts is in January. Starts in January. There's one going right now, but it's at the end. Can't get in that. It's in January that it starts. And it only starts once a year, because it's you need to start at the top. You don't need to start out in the middle. This is a sequence of learning that's lined out, line upon line, precept upon precept, revelation upon revelation. And God wants you to have it. A lot of other things I want to talk about today. My time's up. We'll talk about it, God willing, next week. Be with us. Lord bless you.